The Heart of Love, written by Barbara Cartland, narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1897. Lady Verona Rosalyn gazed at her reflection in the ornate French dressing table mirror and sighed. The image pleased her, a young, attractive, heart-shaped face framed by masses of dark hair, punctuated by a full mouth the colour of crushed strawberries. As she searched her deep blue eyes, she noticed a certain wistfulness about them. Of course, she always carried a degree of sadness within her heart, having lost her mother some 6 years ago, when she was just 15. But no, it was more than that. There was a longing within the depths, but for what she could not say. As she was musing over the possibilities, there came a sharp knocking at her bedroom door. "Enter," she said in a voice that was soft and melodious, so like her mother's as her father, the Earl of Bradchester, had often told her. "His lordship wishes to speak to you, my lady." Violet, her maid, was standing in the doorway looking nervous. "And he says you're to come right away." "I wonder what it is that Papa finds so pressing," muttered Verena to herself as she rose from the dressing table and smoothed down her hair. She liked to wear it loose, even though her father had said it was unseemly for a young woman of 21. "I do hope it is not bad news." She swept along the hall to the magnificent staircase of Rosalind Hall. The house had been in the family for generations, but had barely changed during her lifetime. Her mother, as a young bride, had taken responsibility for the decor, and had spared no expense in creating a comfortable home fit for a family. Sadly, Verena was the only child, and the house had remained the same as a tribute to her mother. Verena stroked the brass beehive knob on the door of her father's study for a second, and then knocked twice. Opening the mahogany-panelled door, she could see the Earl engrossed at his desk. "You wanted to see me urgently, Papa?" she asked of the still handsome man in his 50s, sitting hunched over some papers.
"Ah, Verena, dearest. I wanted to let you know that I will be going to London to stay in our Hertford Street house for a while. There are some matters that require my attention."
Verena did not dare ask him what they might be. She knew that what her father did in his business life was no concern of hers.
"Don't look so worried," he continued kindly. "There is just one trifle that needs to be dealt with. And whilst I am in London, I thought I might visit my sister, Lady Armstrong, in Regent's Park. Her husband has been ill for some time, and it would please her to see a friendly face."
"Papa, how long will you be gone for?" Verena hated to be parted from her father like this. After her mother had died, he had slid into a deep depression for almost 2 years, and even now there was the occasional day when he was silent and cold. "You will surely become lonely in London without any company."
"I will have that aplenty, my dearest. There will be much to occupy me. Please do not worry about me. Now, tell me how you intend to spend your time while I am away. There is that fine black stallion in the stables to exercise that I bought recently. I'll warrant that once you acquaint yourself with him, you will hardly notice I have gone."
"Oh, Papa, how can you say that?" she cried, throwing herself to her knees at his feet. Tenderly he stroked Verena's soft dark hair and whispered,
"So like your mother,"
in a voice that was choked with emotion.
"Now, leave me, I have preparations to make. I will be back before long, and perchance I may bring a surprise for you."
"A new hat, please, Papa, something in the latest French style."
"We will see, dearest, we will see. The time will fly, I promise you."
The Rosalind estate stretched for many miles into the heart of the Hampshire countryside. It was rightly famous for its superb stables that housed several Arab racehorses, amongst others. The Earl loved racing as much as he enjoyed hunting, pursuits he had returned to only recently after his long, dark days of mourning.